Pool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allemann.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome to you live from Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allemann. He is Micah Kilpatrick, spinning the ones and twos. Don't be confused. This isn't an episode of Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, which can be heard Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. This, my friends, is the new and improved Preps Rewind. I want to welcome you to text us on the Preps Rewind line at 888-530-0043. I'd love to hear from you. So don't forget, you can text me anytime and we'll get your texts out. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm headed to University High School after I get off the air here. I'm going to go to the track meet. I'm excited. It's so nice outside. Wind's going to be, it's going to pick up, I think, a little bit, not as bad as it was yesterday, but it's supposed to be up into the 60s, so I'm excited to go there. We have a great show for you today, and we're going to hit the ground running. In our first segment, we have Coach Dustin Duncan, assistant baseball coach for the Eaton Reds, who, as I speak, the number one Reds are preparing to battle the 2-1 Jefferson Academy Jaguars in Broomfield. Talk to you about a team that's red hot. The Eaton Fighting Reds have up to at least 15 pro scouts at each of their first two games. That's pretty awesome. Then in the second segment, we're going to have number two ranked University Bulldogs pitching coach Brandon Ewing. Coach Brandon Ewing has the staff competing at a high level. Can't wait to talk to him about that. And then in our third segment, we'll be joined by Mike Maggiero, head coach for the Resurrection Christian Cougars baseball team. And then in our final segment to round us out is Oscar Molina, the head track and field coach and head girls basketball coach for the Highland Huskies. He's going to join us. Thanks to Gold Parts again, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gold Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. Let's get going here on Preps Radio, so let's run. Joining us on the Gold Parts hotline from Broomfield is Coach Dustin Duncan. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. My brother, you've had a busy week, man. Last week you played on Friday, and then you had to drive up to Pueblo for a varsity tournament.
Yeah, we did. You know, it's that time of year where stuff gets moving around with weather, so it kind of, when you can play and fit it in, that's where you go.
Man, you had a great run, though. You guys rolled Bayfield 11-1, and then later that day you beat up on Alamosa 11-1. How was that tournament?
You know, it was a good tournament. It was nice to see some different teams that we normally don't get to see and just get out and compete and see where we're at.
Exactly. That's perfect. And now you're in Broomfield for a non-league game against Jefferson Academy at 1 p.m. Coach, you running, man.
What's that?
You running.
Yeah, they are. They're starting to get after it right now.
What spring break? You had spring break this week. What spring break, you ask?
Well, you know, Andy and the boys went out of town, but Gunner and I stayed here and just had practice and the games and just getting ready to get going here with this baseball season.
Man, it's a great time of year, though. Tell us about the craziness of the last two home games. How many scouts would you say were there?
You know, I would say 15 to 20. They've been at every game that we've had, about that number. And, you know, just guys getting used to having other people there that normally aren't there. And they're starting to settle in and know that there are going to be people at games and just make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of.
Yep, that's the key, man. Talk to me about Gunner Duncan. I mean, this boy is on fire. He's getting better every game. I believe he's led the team in batting average, home runs, and second only to Lucas Stone for on-base percentage in the first two games.
Yeah, you know, he came out ready to go this year. He didn't play basketball, which, you know, in the past he was playing three sports, and this year he just got ready for baseball and came out and was ready to go from the get-go and was able to see pitches. And, you know, Walker kind of passed him in home runs, but, you know, he's a gap-to-gap hitter, and he does a nice job behind the dish.
Man, this team's going to be scary when all the bats are hot, man. Do you see another state title here, Coach?
We'll just see what happens. We need to keep working and try and get better each day.
I don't want to put you in a corner, man, but how's Walker doing? I'm sure a lot of pressure on Walk. I think he just needs to play Walker ball.
Yeah, you know, I think he, again, like I said, we've had quite a few scouts at quite a few of the games, and so now it's just him getting used to that, and he's done a great job with it. and him just kind of this last game, he was 3 for 3, and he's getting, you know, he's not going to see a lot of pitches. So right. the opportunity that he gets, you know, he'll have a lot of walks. But I think everybody's kind of settling in. And, you know, this time of year, not being able to get outside, you know, we haven't been outside a lot. So this week we've been outside more than we have before. We've been in the gym, and you can only do so many things in a gym.
Man, and we all know that Walker can do it. You know, he just got to go out there, have fun, use the tools the good Lord gave him. That's Walker ball, and that's what he needs to do. I'm excited for the whole team. What's the message that you have to keep this team level?
You know, I think Coach Hernandez does a good job with that. He starting with last year, you know, always chasing, and, you know, kind of this year is never satisfied. And make sure that we're not satisfied with what has happened in the past. Be proud of it, but make sure that we keep working on this year. You know, every year is a new team in any sport, and to make sure that we do a good job of coming out and we're playing this game today is, you know, we play Jefferson Academy today, and that's the only thing in front of us, and you can give the coach speak, but, you know, that's the message we're giving them is this is who we're playing today.
That's right, man. Eaton definitely has favor. Lord is good. Let's switch gears to basketball, Coach. I heard from a little birdie that you're going to throw your name in the hat for the head coaching position that was left vacant by legendary coach Dean Grable. He's retiring this year. Can you confirm that right here live, Coach?
Yeah, I think I will probably apply for it. You know, I coached with Coach Grable for a few years and was at Windsor before that. I enjoy being around the kids. You know that as working with us in the building. I enjoy coaching all sports. They're all different and unique in their own way. But I think I probably will, yes.
Man, that's awesome. You heard it first right here on Preps Rewind, Coach Duncan. That's going to be awesome. Coach, I'm excited for you. I'm going to be praying for you. Will you keep me on staff? No pressure. Millions and millions of people are listening right now, Coach.
Well, yeah, if you want to stay around, I think that would probably work.
I'd love it, man. I'd love it. Lots of changes and growth, obviously, going on in Eaton right now. Sad, but good. Coach, I know you're busy, and I thank you for sneaking away, talking to me this morning. For the record, you would be my choice for the job, man.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. Good luck today. Go kill him, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Coach Brandon Ewing, the pitching coach for the University Bulldogs. Coach Brandon Ewing has his staff competing at a high level. It's baseball season in Northern Colorado. Let's go. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. It's Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Go Broncos.
Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need, just one number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget, you can text me on the Preps Rewind text line at 888-530-0043. Joining us now on the Gould Parts hotline is Coach Brandon Ewing, the pitching coach for the number 2 ranked University Bulldogs. Coach Ewing, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Daniel. How about yourself?
I'm doing really, really, really good, man. Congratulations on a great start to the 2023 season.
Hey, thank you. It's been a really good start. The guys have been really bought in. They've done a really good job from the jump. You could see that this group had the potential to be special during all of our winter workouts, and they've carried it on into the start of the season. So now the big thing is just carrying that momentum through the rest of the regular season, then hopefully through another good postseason run.
Definitely. Overall, you're 6-0, 1-0 in the Patriot 3A Patriot League. You're beating the last 6 opponents by a score of 75-6. Bats are hot.
Yeah, the bats have been hot. And that was a surprise kind of from the jump, because we weren't able to see much live pitching really till our first game up there in Delta against Montrose. And then we just went up there and put 18 runs on the board, which was pretty special. I think the guys have a really good approach right now. We're letting the balls travel. We're hitting them hard the other way. And really just playing good complementary baseball, whether it's hitting defensively. We're getting much better. We struggled at the start of the year, but we're really improving in that regard. And then pitching's been really solid too. And as long as our guys throw strikes, do what we ask them to do, Everything else is kind of taking care of itself, which has been pretty fun to watch.
You have 6'1" junior Scott Thompson is having himself a great start. 667 batting average, 769 on base percentage. He's doing a pretty good start this year so far.
Yeah, Scotty's done a really good job. He's really come on the last couple of weeks. And what really got him going is I think he's got like 3 or 4 bunt singles for us this year. So he's done really good in that regard, and then it's kind of carried on to the rest of it. I think he almost one-hopped one to the center field fence the other day. And defensively, he's been really good as well. Like yesterday in practice, I mean, it was windy as can be out there. I think it was 25 miles per hour, and Scotty was – he was shagging fly balls like it was his job. He was doing a great job. He bought in, and that's kind of fun to watch. You exactly. See the guys grind and practice, and then you can see it translate to the game with the results. And he's definitely at the forefront of that. He's done a really good job for us this year.
Did I see this right, that Cole Croissant, he's stolen 12 bases this season? Is that right?
He does. To put it lightly, he's pretty fast. I think that if we were to race, he might get me by a step or two.
Oh, you think?
No, he does a really good job, and our base runners do a really good job of reading down angles. That's something we talk about a lot. So anytime we get a ball out there, as long as our base runners catch it out of hand, they're free to take that base, and he does a really good job with that. And, I mean, you've seen him on the football field move around. I mean, he's quick to say the least.
He is. Cole's such a dynamic player. We were sad to see him leave Eaton, but he seems to have found himself a home at UH.
Yeah, he's done a really good job for us, and he's a good leader. He just leads by example, and guys follow suit. He's done a really good job as shortstop for us, and as our leadoff hitter, he's really set the tone. And, I mean, it started from the jump. I think that first game against Montrose, I think he was 4-for-4. His first hit was a nice base knock. We scrimmaged Severance a couple weeks ago to get our season started. He had a base knock to start that, so he does a really good job setting the tone, and everyone else kind of just follows suit
just,
after that.
And just kind of, he just does by, like you said, by example. He just does the work, and everybody just kind of follows, and that's kind of leadership that you want to see at this level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we got a couple of those guys that do a great job leading by example. I think he's one of them. I think Caleb Tejada is another good one. And Dalton Yeast, our catcher, has kind of became our vocal leader this year. He does a really good job just rallying the troops. And after each practice, you know, coaches usually talk, have a couple words to say, and then Dalton always chimes in at the end as well. So he's done a really good job vocally, and then Cole and Caleb have done a really good job just leading by example, and as well as all of our seniors have done a really good job as well.
Good. Riggs Toll, he has some sauce on that mound. He had 19 strikeouts and 12 innings pitched.
Yeah, Riggs is it's tough to describe him up there because he is so, like, jittery and crazy, but that's the great thing we love about him is he kind of keeps hitters honest because every time he delivers to the plate, it looks a little different.
Is he Bull Durham him then? Them? Is that what we call it?
He's a little different. He's kind of like Johnny Cueto.
Okay.
He'll hit you with a quick pitch. He'll hit you with a – he takes about 10 seconds to deliver the ball once he starts moving. I mean, you know, he'll keep hitters honest, but he's done a really good job commanding multiple pitches. And you can just see that he's a bulldog up there. He's locked in. He knows what he's got to do. Everyone else just rallies behind him.
So perfect.
That's been really great to see, and that's something he just needs to keep building on the rest of the season.
What a great way to start league play with a huge victory over Timmins, 17-0. I believe 14 UH players found their way home that day.
Yeah, I think everybody got in the game, which is something we were hoping to do. Everyone contributed, which was awesome. Dalton Yates hit a cool 3-run home run on a curveball, and then senior Corey Kaler hit a nice little grand slam that one hopped the green fence. It was pretty close to landing on 65th Avenue. But yeah,
wow.
we had another good day pitching. Connor Weber set the tone, and then Connor Danhoff came in and closed it out. So once again, it was just good complimentary baseball. We hit when we had to. We base ran well. We defended, and we pitched as well. So
it's fun. It's fun when they start seeing that ball, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely.
I know. I know if you're like me, Coach, you don't like to look far ahead on the schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what's the one regular season game that you all have circled on your calendar?
Well, there's always a bunch of them. If you had asked me last week, it was definitely that Northridge game. We were really excited going into that Northridge game because we know that they'd be a real quality opponent. We saw their best pitcher, which is always something good that you want to see early in the season. We're just focused now on next week's tournament. We're hosting that Northern Colorado yep. Baseball Classic. I think we play North Fork first. If we take care of business with them, I think we either see Kent Denver or La Junta, and then we may see Eaton down the road in that championship game, which was always a fun one. It's a good tone setter. It's a good early season test just to see where we're at.
Where you're at.
I'm sure we're going to see those guys a couple more times down the road this season. And I always just like competing against those guys. It's always a good matchup, and both teams are always really fired up, and those are always really fun games to be a part of.
I know the one that I have circled. For me, it's the Reds versus the Bulldogs, April 21st, man. That's the game I have circled. I can't wait to watch that game.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. And like I said, the boys always get fired up for it. I just love the chance to compete, and right. it's always high level baseball when they face those guys, which is always what you want.
Exactly.
I mean, whether you're sitting in the stands watching, or whether you're coaching on the sidelines, or whether you're playing in it, you're going to enjoy it. It's really fun to be a part of, and I'm sure we'll see them a couple times, whether it's next weekend, and then, like you said, the 21st, and then hopefully down the road once the end of May and June turns around.
Amen, man. Trust me, we're all looking forward to it. Who's that one player on your team that's the leader of men?
That's a good question. I would probably go with Dalton Yeast. I think Dalton Yeast has done a really good job for us behind the dish. He's helped me a lot with commanding the pitchers. I mean, there's a sense of comfort with him behind the dish. He does such a good job. And like I said, vocal leader. He's not afraid to speak his mind and tell the fellas what he's thinking. And he's our two-hole as well, and he can hit the ball, and he can base run as well. So he's been really good. He's been really fun to watch. I'll also mention senior Corey Kaler. I think Corey Kaler's done a really good job for us. He kind of came on last year as a junior. Us coaches were watching all the JV games, and you kind of turn around because you can hear a barrel or two. And every time we were looking around, it seemed like it was Corey. And then he was always running around the base pass. It seemed like he had like five or six inside the park home runs last year. And I was like, what are we doing? We got to get this guy.
Right.
We got to get this guy on varsity. So he comes up towards the end of the year. I think he was batting 1,000 at the end of the year. I think he only had about five or six plate appearances, but still hit every single time. And then, like I said, he got a grand slam the other day up when we were in Delta. He did a really good job coming in and closing out our game against Bayfield. And then he actually started the following game against Delta through four solid innings. And he's just one of those kids who does anything we ask of him. He does a great job, and I can say the same for every single other player on our roster as well. I mean, these kids are dying to be coached. They do a really good job just doing what we ask from them, and that's really all you can ask from as a coach. And you can see it in the results, because we started off really solid, and now we've
been keeping
the momentum going.
Amen to that. That's why we coach. We love to see that, coach, from all our players, man. Coach Ewing, I pray continued success, and best of luck the rest of the season, man.
Of course. I appreciate you having me on. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes, sir. During the season, I'll get you back on, but thank you for your time.
Awesome. Sounds great. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, buddy. Thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 970-454-3351. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Write it down and stick it on the fridge. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next, head coach of the Resurrection Christian Cougars baseball team, Mike Magaro. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman, and you are listening to Preps Rewind, sponsored by Gould Parts, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah, DJ Micah Kilpatrick, spinning the ones and twos. We are coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios right here in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. Thanks to Gould Parts again, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline is head baseball coach for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, Mike Magaro. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. I don't want to butcher your last name, so tell me how you say your last name.
Yeah, you got it right. It's Magaro.
Magaro. Perfect. That was right. Okay. Thank you for joining us this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Coach.
Yeah, I noticed at the beginning of the season, you traveled. Did you guys travel to Arizona for a tournament?
Yep, we went out there over our spring break. There's a tournament called the Best of the West Tournament that we went out there for four games. Unfortunately, only got three of them in, but Mother Nature was a little nicer to us while we were out there.
Man, I'll tell you what, I actually, it looks like you had some pretty tough games to start the season, which I think is smart because it gets you ready for league play. I mean, is that kind of your strategy?
Yeah, you know, that was part of the reason going out to Arizona, not only to bond as a team, but to face some adversity, you know, early in the season. One of those things where it's like if we play hard teams early, hopefully it pays off towards the end of the year and everything. And, you know, what better way to see some Arizona teams? So that was kind of the mindset going into it.
Well, and I noticed the football team at the beginning of the year did the same thing. They had a couple of California teams that came in to play them. And I just kind of noticed you guys did the same, but with Arizona teams. And I think that's smart. I think that's, you know, you kind of see where your team is against other people in different states. I think that's always good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something, I mean, being out here as close as we are to Arizona, you know, that's probably one of the hotbeds of high school baseball in general type of thing. So, you know, whenever we go out there and see a 5A team like Horizon that has 80 kids in their program, it might make it a little bit easier whenever we see your Eaton Reds later this season.
Right, exactly. I see you have a couple true freshmen playing for you. Maddox Sessions, is that correct? And Carter McAllman?
Yep, so Maddox Sessions, he DH'd for us and spent some time in the field out in Arizona. And then Carter McAllman also is our backup catcher. So he's been he's a really smart base runner. He's kind of been in that courtesy runner role type of thing. But both those guys live and breathe baseball, so happy to have them on board.
And I think it's good to get them that experience, you know, give them that experience to go out there and see what it's like to play varsity ball, especially at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw it, especially this year, you can kind of see it with our sophomores, Bennett Ruby and Vaughn Green, that played as freshmen last year. So you can see they're caught up to speed. You know, sometimes I have to remind myself that they both are only 16 years old and barely have their driver's license.
Right.
But on a baseball field, you can tell that experience they gained last year was definitely beneficial towards them.
It's there. You have a pretty young roster. Who's your team captain?
So we have a couple guys. I don't label anybody as a pure team captain or anything like that. But, you know, Carter Evans being a returner and a 4-year starter there minus the COVID year, you know, has really been the leader. You know, he's quiet. He's not the vocal guy like I wish he would be.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he speaks, you know, everybody listens. And then we're really junior heavy this year. So Deegan Corrigan, Christian Seamer, you know, even Bennett Ruby as a sophomore have really stepped into those roles of, you know, holding their teammates accountable and up to the standard of what we want.
Carter Evans, let's go back to him. He's having a great start this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you saw him on the football field, too. The kid's an athlete. You know, I've had the pleasure of knowing him since 14 years old. So you can tell he's just a pure athlete and loves swinging the bat well. So he came out hot this year.
I think batting average is .412. On-base percentage is .524. I mean, he's got 7 hits, runs batted in at 5. I mean, he's having a great year, and that's what you want to see. I think that you know, you guys going to Arizona, that helps your players. I mean, that's, you know, I wish a lot of teams would do that, but you're seeing it pay off right now, especially when you get into league play.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell, you know, I don't know any baseball players that like to hit in cold weather. So
right.
Just the fact of being able to get out there and it not be 42 degrees out, you know, for lack of a better term, the bats were hot out there, and just hoping to continue to keep it going here.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, besides the state championship, Coach, what are your expectations for this team?
You know, for me, I get to ask that question a lot. I think it's just to play hard, you know, for 7 innings every single game. So it's something where if we play hard and can focus and play for each other, you know, every single day, I'll be happy at the end of the year. And I'm a true believer that the wins and losses will take care of themselves at that point. So, you know, we're playing hard. Yeah. You know, do I want to get back to Greeley, you know, Memorial Day weekend and hopefully that first weekend of June? Absolutely. But at the same time, if we just keep playing hard and having fun, you know, that's the most important part.
Right, and I think that the winning comes when all that comes together. You know what I mean? So I think you're on the right track. Today you're battling a tough Highland Huskies team today at 2 p.m. Who's pitching for you today?
That's still up for debate right now.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
That's what I just got here to the field now. There's two guys that are possibilities there for sure, but we've still got a couple hours to figure it out.
I got you. Good. Well, it seems like the Huskies, they can't hang with any team named Bulldogs. The Huskies lost a close one to Moffitt County Bulldogs on Friday by a score of 9-7. How do you think you're going to play them today? I mean, what do you expect today?
You know, I think it'll be a shootout type of thing. You know, you can see they're really good offensively too, and I think we're a really strong offensive team. You know, so it's something we're just going to try to hit the ball hard and put it in play and put pressure on their defense. And I'm sure they'll do the same with us.
Are you playing there in Ault?
Yep.
Okay, so you're there at Ault now. Okay, I appreciate you coming on, though. We had Coach Duncan on. He's, you know, in the middle of warming up to play there in Broomfield, and here you are getting ready to play in Ault. So I appreciate you coming on, man. Who's that one player that you would say you just sticks out and leads men?
I would have to, you know, Carter Evans is up there. Like I said, even though he's not as vocal, whenever he speaks, everybody listens. Same with Ryan Lee, who's a junior this year. He had transferred back here from Louisiana. From a vocal standpoint, you know, our first baseman and pitcher Deegan Corrigan has really been the vocal guy, stepping up and leading our guys, you know, in pregame prayer, making sure everybody's locked in going into game time.
Perfect, man. Perfect. Do you have one regular season game on your schedule right now that you circled that you can't wait to play?
I mean, right now, I think it's today. You know, just the fact that we've been snowed out, you know, we're winded out this whole week. So, you know, we try to keep it a day at a time or one game at a time type of thing. You know, it's easy to say the Eaton game or the University game or Sterling or those type of guys. But, you know, we just try to be present and stay where our feet are and worry about, you know, the next game at a time.
I get the same answer from every coach too. I'm the same way. I don't like to look ahead, but I get the same answer, and that's good. You want to stay focused. You know, just to kind of look ahead at your schedule. You got Sterling coming up on Tuesday. That's a home game. That's a league game right there. And then Thursday you're away at Faith Christian. That's going to be a tough one as well in Arvada. Then Basalt. You play non-league home against Basalt, and then Strasburg away, and then University. That's going to be a tough one on Saturday the 14th. That's kind of the University, and then you come back and play Eaton. Those two games I have circled for you.
Yes, it seems like every year, and I think the same thing goes for Coach Miller and Coach Hernandez. It always feels like the three of us play each other back to back.
Yeah.
So it's like we play University, and then Eaton University plays Eaton and then us, or vice versa type of thing. So I don't know how that always gets drawn up, but, you know, it should be fun.
Man, you just have the three best teams up in Northern Colorado. You got to play them. You know what I mean? As much as you can, back to back, you got to get them in there. Hey, Coach, thank you for coming on this morning, man. I wish you the best of luck the rest of your season. Good luck today against the Highland Huskies, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining me. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Coach Oscar Molina, head track and field coach and the head girls basketball coach. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. This is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. A huge shout out and thank you to our great sponsors, Gould Parts, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Joining us on the Gould Parts hotline is Oscar Molina, head track and field coach and head girls basketball coach. Coach Molina, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm doing. How's the weather out there?
Beautiful. It's long sleeve shirt weather right now, and sun's out, so it's starting to get pretty warm.
Coach, that's awesome. Congratulations. We'll talk basketball. Congratulations on a hard-fought basketball season. You had the Lady Huskies running, man, coming up short against the solid St. Mary's team, but what a great season.
Yes, absolutely. St. Mary's was pretty tough, especially going all the way out to Colorado Springs and kind of playing in their home and everything. So, pretty, very successful season, I thought.
Yeah, how many seniors are you advancing? Are you leaving the program?
Three. So we had one starter in Jenna Becca, and then we had a post in Kinley Ray. She was came off the bench, and then Yatsari Motavo. She was a little bit sparing minutes here and there. So yeah, three seniors.
So pretty young team still.
Yeah, you know, our biggest class is juniors for sure. So I think we had three juniors start this year, and then one coming off the bench that played quite a bit of minutes. So yeah.
So after that St. Mary's game, what was your message to your team after that loss?
You know, these games are tough. You know, it didn't roll our way. We just weren't able to play our style, and I think that's the way that St. Mary's really kind of benefited. We played a little bit more their style, but you know it's about being great. You know, you got to understand it's not always rainbows and butterflies. There's going to be a lot of tough things, but ultimately what we want to do is we want to do everything we can on the basketball court to help us become better people. So. That was kind of like our main message is let's become better from this. Just like we get better after every single practice, we will get better from every single loss and every single victory. So that's kind of where we're at. And it's tough.
Great. It is tough. I know to end the season that way, but you had a great season. And the fun thing about it is that you have a solid young team that can contribute next season. I'm looking at 5'4" Abby Martinez. I mean, she's a freshman.
Yes, absolutely. She's a stud. She really came off the bench for us to help out on the defensive side. So defensive wise, she was ready to kind of to step in and help us out at a varsity level right away. You know, and I mean, she came in last summer, and I think she played about 20 basketball games with us over the summer. And immediately, she was ready on the defensive end. Obviously, offensively, it's a little bit tough when we have. People within the program for 2 or 3 years that kind of know our system and everything like that. But, as a freshman, she did phenomenal for us.
It's fun to watch them grow, too, especially getting that experience at such a young, you know, age, getting that varsity experience. And we've always talked about that in Eaton is just to getting that, you know, those freshmen, you know, used to the JV games and those JV players getting some varsity time, because there's nothing – the game's just faster at that level. And so it's good to see a freshman work.
Absolutely, especially with some of the girls that we have that want it. You know, they want every girl on the team wants to be great. They don't want to just be subpar. They don't want the season to ever end. They want to be great. So to be able to kind of have girls that want it and want to be great and being able to kind of pass that message on to everybody else, it's just second nature, and you don't know any better. You every single day you step in, and I mean it's where you want to be and what you want for your program to have. So.
Perfect. Who's that one player? I know we mentioned Abby Martinez, but who is that? You have that one player on your team that you see stepping into that leadership role.
Well, I mean, it pretty much runs with Breeza. Breeza Flores, she's a sophomore. She's pretty much the all-around everything right now. She leads it. She brings the ball up the court. She's a good shooter. She's great on defense. But I think the best thing about her is she knows that she can't do it by herself, so she's always there talking to everybody on the team and bringing everybody over. So, yeah, it's for sure going to be the Breeze is probably the loudest. And then we have Steph Bingley. She's the only state champion we have on the team. She won state championship for Eaton softball.
Yeah.
And she has that championship mentality, and it's the rugged, hey, let's do all the hard work kind of stuff as the quiet show lead by example kind of thing. So I'd probably say those two are the ones that are stepping up as the true leaders in the program.
That's good to see. I mean, Breeza, she had, I mean, against St. Mary's, she was a 75% three-point shooter. I mean, she had a great game.
I mean, she did, but for some reason they didn't really like her. So she actually fouled out with about a minute into the fourth quarter.
Oh, no kidding.
So she was definitely somebody they were watching out for. And I don't know. Obviously a little biased, but it felt like it was a little bit unfair, and it would have been a different game with her playing an entire game. So,
right.
But yeah, for sure.
It's going to be kind of hard to replace one Kinley Davenport.
Yeah. She came off the bench, and she was a long defense first kind of gal, and she didn't demand the ball. So she did a phenomenal job playing off ball. setting screens, going for offensive rebounds. And, you know, her stats aren't impressive by any means when you look at it, but she made our offense flow. So setting on-ball screens, drag screens, coming through, doing everything that she needed to do, being help side and all that kind of stuff is an extremely difficult thing to replace. And people don't really see that on the court. Obviously, if you're scouting us, you really know, but yeah, that is a very, very difficult thing to replace.
Well, and that's, you know, every team, you have your alphas and you have your betas, and alphas need betas to survive. And so Lee Davenport seems like she's that beta that is going to help those alphas succeed. And that was her role, and she knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And, you know, I think our first game of the year, she set her career her best stats of the year, of her entire high school career. I think she had like 14 points or 16 points. And it was just like, man, is it going to be one of these years? And it's like, no, this is not. This isn't your role, you know. She knows it. She knows what her role was, and her role was to work her butt off on the break, on defense, and everything. And it's absolutely very, very difficult to replace for sure.
Right, we over me, right? We over me.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Do you know her plans after graduation?
She's going to Texas Tech for, I believe, nursing.
Perfect.
So she's gonna go. She's gonna go out there for school. She has family out in Texas. So, she'll be leaving pretty soon after graduation.
Perfect, man! Congratulations on the great basketball season. But now let's move on to track, man. I want to talk track because we don't normally have track coaches on. So I'm excited because I am one, and I want to get other track coaches on. So let's move to track, where you're currently competing at the Bulldog Invitational at University High School right now in Greeley.
Yeah, I'm in lane 8 right now on the opposite end of the 100. So, we're out here. We have a couple people competing literally right now. So,
well, I see Colton Stanky, Eli Elder, and Jesse Mick and Joshua Delaney are all running the 100-meter dash. Are they running right now?
Not quite. So, okay. Mary and Abby. So the 100, the girls' 100 just started.
Okay, so we got the girls up first.
Yep, perfect. And so we got about another flight or two before I think Jesse runs, and then Abby and Mary will be running in the last two flights.
Bro, about Abby, man. I mean, she's a freshman, top 10 in the open 100-meter and the 200-meter.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she surprised the heck out of me. Because, you know, you see her on the basketball court, and it's like, yeah, she's pretty decent, you know, and then she comes out here, and she blew me out of the water. We had her actually running a JV meet to start the year off.
Of course, get some times.
That's your last JV meet, so be ready. So, which was pretty fun, you know. She shot out the blocks, and very, very surprising, and very, very happy for her because she, once again, she wants to be great. So,
yeah, exactly.
Nice to see.
How about Steph Bingley, junior, second place at state last year in the 4x200 meter, and then she's obviously a state champion softball from Eaton.
Yeah, she's actually not here at this meet because she is in St. Louis on a softball trip. So she's playing some games out of state. Most of her coaches, I think all of her coaches actually really expect them to kind of do other sports, and so which is great for great for me because I coach her in both sports. But she is not your prototypical track athlete. But she is the typical, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be as great as I can. And so we got her running the 4 and the 8 as a freshman. She didn't really like it. So we said, hey, let's make you a better athlete. So let's start running the 1 and the 2. Next thing you know, she got pretty good. And we jumped into the 4x2 last year at state. We were in the first heat. And we actually had the fastest time in the 4x2. And then we kind of got cut out on Friday because of the weird schedule,
right.
And we ended up taking second in the 4x200. So,
hey, what time did you guys get out of there, that varsity meet on Friday? What was that, Fort Collins?
We didn't go to that one, actually.
Okay.
This is actually only our second one. We actually were in Weld Central 2 weeks ago.
Weld Central. Okay, perfect. That Fort Collins, I know they were scheduled for Saturday, and they moved it to Friday, and I think our varsity coaches got out of there about 11:30.
Oh, yeah. No, thank God we didn't go to that one.
Thank God we got out of there because we had a lot of snow come in. Mary Jones, let's talk Mary Jones. She's a junior. She placed 3rd state in the 200, 5th place at state in the 100, and then she placed 2nd in the 4x200 meter.
Yeah, she's a stud. She's an absolute stud. On the basketball court, she is the most athletic girl I've ever seen play. That's regardless of classification. She is a hard worker. She's from Mississippi. She has the Southern twang. She is a funny kid. She loves, I have her in my weights class as well. She is a hard worker, and she is all basketball during basketball season, and she's all track right now. And great start to the year. She already broke 13 seconds for the 100
yes.
in her first meet. And yeah, so that's a lot faster than what she did last year. It took her a couple meets to finally break that 13, and now she's working on going to 12.5. So
perfect.
Kind of a little goal that we have, and we'll see how it goes.
How's Jesse Mick, man? Junior, second place at state in the 4x200 meter, and now he's getting ready to run the 100 meter dash for you. How's he looking this year?
She's running the one and the. I think she's running the 8 today. I think her best event is going to be the open 4. So we're trying to get her prepared for everything. We might be running a 4x4 and a sprint medley. So she's kind of the tweener. But you know, in the sprint medley, it just depends on your open 4 on the person running the 400. So she's actually running right now. She's in second.
Jesse, I don't mean any disrespect. I mean, I don't at all. I didn't mean to say him. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah. Colton Stanky, man. Listen, real quick. Colton Stanky, that boy can run.
Yes, he can. So this would be his first year running track since middle school. And so I think he's going to go play basketball in college. So I think he's out here and he wants to stay in shape. And
yes.
I said, look, man, you come out here, try to stay in shape. I'm going to do everything I can to make you a better athlete. So
perfect.
He said, all right, put me in whatever I need to be. And so today he's running the 1-2 and he's doing triple jump.
Well,
so just an athlete, a stud, and he's all ears. He's looking to be great. And
awesome. Hey, Coach Molina, I'm gonna head out there. I'll come introduce myself to you. I'd like to meet you. I'll come out there here in about 15
perfect.
Minutes.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on. Another great show this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend. I want to thank all our coaches for coming on. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. This is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.